Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, one of the great columnists in the country, Mike Sielski from Philly.com. Hi, Michael.
Morning, Angelo. How are you guys?
Mike, what kind of story? Is this one of the more remarkable stories you've had to deal with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, even taking the entire reason people are upset, the fact that Mikal Bridges went to Villanova and his mom works for the Sixers, you know, from a basketball standpoint, he was about as good a fit in this draft as the Sixers were going to get. And to have him traded is another dimension of the whole thing.
Well, the thing is, at this moment in time, he's better than Zaire Smith. Right, Mike?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue that. You know, I think, as Brett Brown said last night, the difference is twofold. Number one, you get that first-round draft pick in the 2021 draft, which really was the thing that swung the trade and convinced the Sixers to make it. And then, you know, he used the phrase, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it this morning, star hunting. And
yep.
That draft pick and the addition of Zaire Smith presumably gives the Sixers some flexibility and allows them, if they choose to during this offseason or even maybe next offseason, to go get themselves an already established star.
All right, Mike, what you just said is basically the philosophy of one Sam Hinkie, correct? Asset acquisition and optionality. Isn't that what just happened?
Yeah, I think that's true to a great extent. I think Brett was pretty clear about that. You know, here's the thing. I mean, I love Mikal Bridges. I love him. I love him as a person. I got to cover him last season. I love him as a player. But the Sixers are asking themselves, is Mikal Bridges enough to get us over the top, to get us to the point where we can reach the NBA Finals in an Eastern Conference that may or may not have LeBron James? And even if we're good enough to get to the Finals, are we good enough to beat the Golden State Warriors with the way they're, you know, constructed, or the Houston Rockets if they happen to add LeBron James? And I think in that regard, you know, it's almost like they're Quint and Chief Brody going out looking for the shark here. I think that you know, they're trying to gather as many possible assets as they can so that they can make themselves ready and able to go compete for a championship.
I am more interested in the emotional part than the X's and O's. You know me, Mike.
Very much. You're a softie.
And let me just say something. You're very good at that aspect of sports also. I want you to answer this. This is a very difficult question, but you got to help me with this one. When you cover Villanova, you got to know Jay Wright, one of the nicest people in the world. Jay is ticked off today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay feels bad for the kid. What do you think? Read Jay Wright's mind for us right now, please, Mike.
I think Jay is probably – I mean, I'm sure he got whipsawed, you know, with emotion the same way most people who follow the Sixers and Philadelphia basketball felt last night. Well, here's a kid he's got – he's going to have four kids drafted last night, maybe as many as three, and it turned out as many as three in the first round. Everybody knew Bridges was going to go first. And, you know, he's not blind, and he and Brett Brown are close. You know, he had to know that Mikal going to the Sixers at 10 was a real possibility. And then it happens. Here's one of the best kids I've ever coached at Villanova, and he's going to play him up for my hometown NBA team. Everything looks great. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, the kid is traded. And not only is the kid traded, but, you know, if you're Jay, like everybody else, I'm sure you're watching the way it all played out, where, you know, Mikal is giving all these interviews with a Sixers cap on, and he's talking about how wonderful it is that he's going to be able to play for the Sixers, and everybody through social media already knows that he's been traded to the Phoenix Suns. And that's kind of an unfortunate consequence, I think, of, you know, modern media and the way these things go. You know, I mean, he wasn't the only one it happened to. I mean, consider what happened in the trade with the Hawks and the Dallas Mavericks, where everybody knows that Trae Young is going to the Hawks and Doncic is going to the Mavericks, and these guys have to talk on TV as if, oh, I'm going to look forward to playing for this team that I'm not going to play for.
They already know. Al Morgani had a tremendous comparison. Al said it was like the playoff game where the confetti came down.
Pick up the confetti again, guys.
Right?
That's like, perfect.
We're
That's
all
great,
celebrating,
yeah.
And, yeah. And then it
In fact, it was
happen.
The same confetti. They just regenerated it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it, Mike, I'm really curious about this happening in the social media world we're in today. Did you tweet after it came out? Did you give an instant analysis of the pick of Mikal Bridges by the Sixers?
Oh, are you kidding me? I wrote a column last week saying that he'd be a perfect player, and I retweeted right. that column to let everybody know.
You
how
retweeted
smart I was.
It. What happened after the trade? What did you do?
After the trade, you say, oh, okay, well, this is the way things happen. Look, I mean, I don't take Twitter as seriously as a lot of people do. I think that's part of what complicates things in situations like this. I mean, John knows this from following me. I use Twitter to tell a lot of dumb jokes and to tweet and retweet what I've already written. But a lot of people follow it religiously. They use it as the old, people used to use the old AP wire back in the day. It's how yep. they get their news. It's how they get their insights. And, they take things so seriously all the time, and it ratchets up the outrage when certain things like this happen. So, that's part of our existence now, and we've got to kind of figure out a way to roll with it.
I'm going to tell you the most amazing part of this story to me, that the guy who engineered it is one of the most liked people in our city, Brett Brown. And Brett Brown, if ever there was a guy who was completely in touch with the human side of this, is him working in the building where the mom is. And he acknowledged it. I just want you to hear what he said, because I want to know how we should think about Brett Brown now, Mike. Here's what he said after he had to trade the kid whose mom he knows. All right, so, Mike, what is he? Are we going to change our minds about Brett based on what he just did?
Well, first of all, I want to say I thought Brett sounded so much like Christopher Walken last night that it was almost funny.
You know, you're right. You know? Mike, you're right. He does sound like him.
We would love to have McHale. It was just great. But right. I don't think it will. Look, this is the first. I think this is the first step in something. And I think part of the reason your poll broke down the way it did is that people are willing to see
right.
what happens the rest of this offseason with the Sixers. As I said, I love Mikal Bridges as a player. I think most people got caught up in the idea of him being a Sixer. But this is just me, and I think maybe a lot of people feel this way too. If you're the Sixers and you have a chance to go star hunting, to go pull off a trade for a Kawhi Leonard, I don't think you can let your desire to have Mikal Bridges on the roster stop you from pursuing that. And if getting this draft pick and getting Zaire Smith allows you to pull off the kind of trade that can vault you into the top two or three teams in the NBA, because then you have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Kawhi Leonard or somebody else, then you can't let that stop you. You can't let your affection for Mikal Bridges or his mom or Jay Wright or any of that stop you from pulling off that kind of trade. And I think people are willing to give Brett that rope to see how this all plays out.
Well, that's Al's theory on it, that will be determining. But if there is no subsequent trade, was this a good move?
Well, if there's no subsequent trade, then that depends on how Zaire Smith develops. I mean, let's face it. They said, Bridges was their 1A and Smith was their 1B. And they felt like that, if you can get that draft pick, which may turn out to be a lottery pick, which may be a great a chip in a trade down the road, then you make that trade. I didn't watch Zaire Smith very much. I saw him in that game against Villanova in the NCAA tournament. He didn't stand out in that game, but I can remember watching Drew Holiday back when he was a freshman at UCLA get chewed up and spat out by Villanova in the NCAA tournament. And he's had a long, productive NBA career, and Scotty Reynolds hasn't. So I'm not sure we can base anything on just one game.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Mike. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I wish nothing but the best for Zaire Smith. He's a very young guy with a lot of developing to do. But I have a feeling that he's going to have a bullseye on his back now because he's not Mikal Bridges. And if he starts poorly, the fans are going to lose patience with him very quickly, because they wanted a more developed player that they knew who was from the area with that story attached to him. I don't feel happy about his situation right now. I think he's going to become a victim here unless he really makes a big impact quickly.
Well, I would hope that they took, you know, that sort of factor into consideration.
Yep.
I would think they do with every kid they try to draft. Maybe they should have taken more of it into consideration with a guy like Markelle Fultz. But yeah, it's going to be a challenging situation. But again, in a way, the offseason is really beginning, and I think we've got to see how this all plays out before we decide that, okay, the Sixers really fouled this up because they traded away a local kid who was a terrific player, college player and promising player to get this other guy in here, and this other guy isn't as good as Mikal Bridges.
Let me rephrase what I just said. If the kid has a bad opening night, I'm going to rip the hell out of him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah. I mean, to be honest, like it kind of does, Angelo. It comes down to guys like you and me and those of us who cover the team. If we rip Zaire Smith, then that will, you know, kind of exacerbate or change the situation.
So let's make a pact right now, Mike. We won't do it at least till mid-October. Fair enough?
Who are you talking to, Angelo? Come on.
Mike Sielski, columnist. That's who I'm talking to, Philly.com. Mike, thanks as always, buddy.
All right, thanks, Angelo. Thanks.
Great stuff from Mike Sielski today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.